In the style of
Hey guys, it's Kylene, and welcome to my podcast, In the Style of. This podcast, as I like to call it, is the analytical and raw perspective of a teenage girl in the style of a podcast. Or at least that's what I wrote for the Instagram bio, because I needed something apparently. I've never really taken Instagram bio seriously. If any of you know me, you know that my Instagram bio is literally the saddest thing in the world. But never mind that. For those who don't know, I'm Kylene. I'm a 17-year-old girl. I don't have any exceptional life experience, even though that's probably the most important thing to make a podcast. You have to have something to talk about. I don't really have any of that. You know, not a very important person. I haven't really done anything in my life but be a teenage girl. So I guess that's an experience. But either way, in today's episode, I'll be discussing the whole reasoning behind making a podcast in the first place. I just want to get that out of the way, because honestly, I don't have any other material prepared, so this is going to be the first episode. I'm going to be explaining stuff, getting to the facts, telling y'all why y'all should listen to this. I'm actually not doing that because that's your choice. Yeah, freedom. But like I said, it seems like a strange thing for me to do, but I need an outlet because, you know, this whole season before senior year, you know, pandemic craze has been really getting to me. I've been really stressed out. Everything has just been crashing down on me. In the beginning, nothing was really too bad. I was actually doing okay while everybody else was kind of like sulking. I was like, this isn't too bad. I'm a homebody. What else would I be doing at this point in time besides staying at home and eating Cheetos? Nothing. So this has actually been like helpful. But, you know, nothing I do is without struggle. So I have to make things hard for myself. So I went on this intense plan to just change my entire life in the course of however long this is gonna last. It's been longer than expected. And none of that happened, because sadly after the death of George Floyd, you know, everything in my life became upside down. You know, I've become really dedicated to, you know, learning more about police brutality in America and learning and trying to learn how to help the Black experience in America. So that's been a big part. And also fighting with people under Instagram posts. I am so disgusting, but I love confrontation. And that's really toxic. I hate to be that person that's like, oh, I just have to win at everything. But I am that person, and I have to win at everything. So I've been fighting with 30-year-old men in the comments of Instagram posts, and it has been the worst thing to ever do. It is so terrible for my mental health, but I still do it because I've just been having a great time. Another thing I've been doing is listening to a bunch of podcasts. I love listening to podcasts because I'm a 60-year-old woman. Scratch that. 60-year-old women watch soaps. I've never understood soaps. So I guess I'm not a 60-year-old woman. I guess I'm like more like a 40-year-old man. Just good. Oh my gosh. I'm the people that I've been fighting with in Instagram comments. Ew. Now that I think about it, I'm scared of myself. Besides that, I've been listening to. I need to turn my phone off. We're recording, and everything is just on. I'm keeping everything on. I'm letting y'all hear everything. I also have a mic, so I'm kind of like trying to be on this ASMR tip, but I'm really bad at it. So let me try this out. I hope that picked up. I don't think so. Let me go on a little tangent for a second. Setting up this mic was possibly one of the worst experiences I've ever had in my entire 17 years of living. I almost died and got disowned in that order. Had a huge fight with my parents. The literal gates of hell opened, and I saw the fury in my father's eyes as I continuously asked him why he was doing what he was doing. But we got it sort of set up, and we got it sort of fixed. So I'm just kind of rocking with it, trying to see where it goes, trying to see how the audio turns out. Even if it turns out terrible, I'm still going to use it because I need it, you know. But that's not the point. Like I said, I've been listening to Nonstop Podcasts, the Dive Studios, All Deaf Digital, Squadcast. I've even been listening to SZA interviews. I love SZA interviews. I love SZA. Y'all will come to find that out in later episodes. And so that just really influenced me to kind of start this whole thing. That, and then I have a friend. Her name is Brianna Lewis. The name of her podcast is What I Have to Say. And previously, me and her talked about having a joint podcast, but after I moved from Lafayette back here to... After I moved, you know, we kind of broke apart, I guess. You know, we stopped keeping in contact with each other, so that really never happened, but she started hers during this whole quarantine, so I decided why not give mine a shot. I actually got this mic set up before quarantine, and I had, like, big plans for it, but I never... Like I said, I've been eating Cheetos, crying, reading, trying to learn how to be a better person, none of that working out, and just watching YouTube for, like, the past... And playing Candy Crush for the past 3 months. I love Candy Crush so much. I used to hate it because either I would get stuck on a level or I would become so consumed with it that I thought I was like selling my soul. I was being brainwashed. So I deleted it. But now that doesn't matter. I don't care. You know, everybody's being brainwashed. Why not feed into it? So that's how I'm living right now. But yeah, that's just, you know, I haven't been being as productive as I would like, you know, so why not start a podcast? Why not just, instead of talking to myself in the middle of my kitchen, you know, talking to the box of Cheerios on top of my refrigerator, why not talk to my computer? Okay, way better because I can monetize it. By the way, if y'all want me to start a Patreon, even though I have literally nothing to sell, I will start one and y'all can pay me there. I will send y'all videos of me doing ACT prep. Not succeeding in doing ACT prep, but that's all I have to offer. But I always keep saying besides that, this whole podcast is just one giant spiel, just one giant rant, just me doing... feeling how I'm feeling. But you know, besides me having an interest in podcasts, I also feel like this is a great platform for me anyway, because I'm not YouTube material. I don't feel like I'm YouTube material. I don't have that aesthetic. I don't have that look. I don't have the talent. And podcasting seemed like, you know, the no talent avenue, which I've realized is not it. You do need talent to do this, but I'm a person that doesn't possess much, so I just don't worry about it. And that's where I am right now. So I can look however I want to look and still get up and make these podcasts, and that gave me solace and comfort, you know, because everybody knows that if you can do something while looking crusty, that is the thing for you. Unless your whole thing is about not looking crusty, then I guess you would want to show off the fact that you're not crusty. Anyway, my second speaking point is about what makes this podcast special. And I will just tell you right off the bat that nothing makes this podcast special. There is 873 different podcasts that you can listen to that are kind of like what I'm intending this podcast to be, even though I don't know how this podcast will actually be because it's only the first episode and I have done literally nothing else to contribute to any of the other episodes that I'm planning besides giving them titles, if that makes sense. Anyway, as a girl who doesn't speak much, like I said, I finally had this outlet to talk about things that interest me, especially since I have a eclectic group of friends and we all are into different things. But obviously, since we're friends, we can like agree on certain things and, you know, we have similar interests. But I am way nerdier than all of my friends combined. So I have really niche and nerdy interests that would just kill my friends to listen to. They would literally jump off a bridge listening to me talk about all of the things that I am going to be speaking about in this podcast, which probably is not a great thing for my brand. Again, do not care. I'm just doing me, right? But, you know, there's just certain topics that I just get really excited about and I just start talking about them out of nowhere. So I needed to put this on the internet so I can have people agree with me. So again, I can be the one who is right because I am always right. Wrong. I'm not always right. I wish I was, but that's a topic for another day. Podcast episode 26. Why do I have a God complex? I don't know. I don't think I have a God complex. I don't know what a God complex is. We'll find that out later. But all in all, the intention of this is to, like, you know, be a place, be a space for me. And if people latch onto this, then, you know, that's really cool. Like, I want to share my healing with other people. And hopefully, you know, other people will find their healing as well. And they'll be like, maybe you'll be like, oh, this podcasting thing is like pretty cool. Like I kind of want to hop on this. Like, it's like not too difficult. Shout out to Anchor. I'm using Anchor to do this, guys. Anchor is this podcasting website. It's so simple. It's so easy to use. It's so amazing. You literally have to have no understanding of audio engineering or audio programs at all. You just record, you put it up, and bam, there you go. You have a podcast. Great. Now I would like Anchor to pass me my coins to the left. Yes, to the left. Pass the coins to the left and drop them right. Thank you, Anchor. Thank you for my coins. Just giving all the advertisements. Not good advertisements, but I'm just giving them advertising. But yeah, if you want something to study to, or if you want something to just put on in the background to kind of, you know, keep you busy, keep your ears busy, then this is definitely that podcast. It's just a bunch of nonsense, gibberish, ranting, kind of going nowhere tangents that, you know, it's fun to listen to. It's fun to have somebody talk. Fun to listen to somebody talk, I guess. Just listen to me. All I want is somebody to just listen to me. I don't have... Dang, why do I keep... I keep, like, beating my mic up. My mic is going to get a restraining order on me soon. What is my other speaking plan? Oh. So, my name. I have a weird name for this. Really, I just got this name because I figured... it wasn't taken. And when I looked it up on Apple Podcasts, it wasn't taken. So I was like, all right, then. That's all I need. I just need to be the only one. I really do sound like I have a God complex. I just need to be the only one. I need to be the one. The only person on Apple Podcasts with this name. because I need all attention to be on me. I need all eyes to be on me. I need everybody to listen to me. I should have just named this podcast me, to be honest, but that is all already taken because everybody on the internet is narcissistic and self-absorbed. And if you think I'm wrong, you're wrong. Do not at me. Do not come for me. We can debate about this because I love debating. And again, I will win. That is a lot. But this name wasn't taken. So point is, name wasn't taken. I'm shaking my mic so much. Oh, this is not going to work out well for anybody. Man, my life. Oh, and also, y'all probably are wondering what this whole podcast is going to be about anyway. So the main thing that I kind of just rant to myself about is music and my feelings on music. I love listening to music reviews as well. Obviously, I love listening to artist interviews. So I kind of want to base this whole podcast around that. Because, you know, that's the only thing I really have to talk about. Like I said, I don't have any special life experiences. Although, I was supposed to talk about this earlier in the podcast. I wanted to share an anecdote about Twitter. So as I was making this Instagram account for my podcast, I was reminded that I got kicked off of Twitter when I was like 16 because Twitter found out that I was 12 and I made my account. And I just thought it was the dumbest thing on earth because the age you need to be to make a Twitter is 13. And I was like, really? Like, nothing happened in that 1 year span that made me any more smart. In fact, I probably got a little more dumb, now that I think about it, in the span of that year between 12 to 13. And Twitter was like, that's still illegal. And I'm like, I'm 16 already. And they're like, doesn't matter, page deleted. So they terminated my whole page. And I never existed on Twitter. And actually, in all actuality, I'm kind of happy about that because Twitter was a scary place when I was on it. But the world has become Twitter in a sense. And I'm no longer scared of anything. So might hop back. I did hop back on Twitter. I actually made the Twitter for this podcast. So go follow at In the Style of Podcast on Twitter and on Instagram. Okay. Give me a follow. There's nothing on either of those accounts, but you know, if you follow me, there will be very special things on those accounts. I need to stop speaking. I need to stop promising people stuff. But this whole In the Style of title kind of fit with the music and media theme, you know, talking about music. You think about genres, how people are like, you know, this is in the style of this genre, this is in the style of this artist. So I just feel like it fit. It was cute. It was very Pinterest aesthetic, you know, study vibes. And even though when I study, it doesn't look nearly as sophisticated and classy, it kind of looks like a 3-year-old threw up on a bunch of loose leaf paper and say, hey, mom, read this. And then she read it and she was very disappointed. But they're 3, so you can't tell them that you're disappointed. You wait until they're 17 and then let them know that all this time they did nothing but cause you pain and misery. I probably should not have kids. This is not going the way I thought it would. I'm sorry if anybody hates me speaking into my water bottle. I like the vibrations. I have high vibrational feelings when I do this. It's soothing. It's fun for me. I enjoy it. What else? Oh, the future of this podcast. So, a lot of album dissections. Gonna be talking about SZA, Frank Ocean, maybe anything I come across that I'm like, dang, this is a body of work that I really love, because I want to bring people back into albums. I personally care about full bodies of work, especially when they have like a kind of narrative concept to them. And, you know, a lot of people feel like there's no sort of attention towards albums anymore. People just kind of want to put out singles. And that makes sense, you know, everything has its purpose. A full body of work has its purpose, unless it doesn't. I mean, still, if you fill up a album with a bunch of, you know, club hits, a bunch of, you know, songs that you want to get really popping in the club, it still has a purpose. Its purpose is to get people in the club hype, you know? And so this podcast isn't going to be me on any type of elitist tip. I'm not trying to be like, oh, my music taste is so much better than yours because all these albums are so deep and have such interesting concepts. It's nothing like that. It's just kind of my feelings and my experiences with these bodies of work and how I feel about them and how I interpret them, you know, just to kind of start a discussion around, you know, some albums that I like and I feel like were underrated, maybe even some albums that I heard and I felt like they were overhyped. I might even talk about, who knows? I also think I'll end up talking about maybe even like movies as well. I definitely will be having a discussion around the genres that I'm into, including like emo music, as well as, oh, that's kind of controversial. I said emo music. Please do not hate me. Emo pop music, post-hardcore, whatever you want to call it. I'll definitely be having a discussion around that. And K-pop as well. And I'm really excited about the K-pop episode. I might start working on that. I have so many opinions surrounding that genre of music, and I'm really excited to talk about them. But for right now, what I'm seeing is that episodes about my experiences and episodes based around topics, like anything like advice, you know, anything about relationships or crushes or any sort of those kind of life topics, I think I will put off until I'm no longer in high school, because I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable, because I want to be as 100% raw and honest about, you know, the things that I felt. Obviously, I'm a Cancer, so I'm going to be talking about my emotions, and I'm an artist, so I'm sensitive about my stuff. Shout out to Erykah Badu. I need to talk about Erykah Badu albums. I need to put that on the list, because she has made some amazing pieces of work that have literally made me cry. Y'all might hear me cry on this podcast, which is very exciting, because the internet loves people's misery, and so do I. And that would be great to have my misery kind of like broadcasted to the world. Not necessarily like the world is going to listen to this. Probably only like 2 people are going to listen to this, and that is okay. I am fine with that. I am fine with those 2 people listening to this 5 minutes in and then being like, this is the worst thing I'm listening to, and never listening to it again. That is completely okay. That is what nobody listened to anybody knit. So like, I'm pretty sure if I look up knitting on YouTube, at least like 10 people have watched the lowest viewed video. And that's good. That gives me hope. I'm very hopeful for this. And I think that's how you should be with everything in life. I think you should always be hopeful, and you should always have a positive outlook about the things you want to do. Excuse me right now, because I'm not sick, but I do tend to have interesting problems with my sinuses. So if I sound stuffed up, ignore it and live with it. Ooh, I also got this. I just forgot. Another influence on this podcast is a podcast called Down to Mars Girls. And I listened to that. That was a SoundCloud podcast that I was really interested in. So that was another one. I originally intended to put this up on SoundCloud and make it seem as if I'm still going to put it up on SoundCloud, but I wanted to put it up on SoundCloud and make it seem as if I was dropping a SoundCloud mixtape, but I was like, nobody would ever believe that idea. So I'm not going to, you know, bait people like that, because who would ever believe that Kylene is actually a SoundCloud rapper, and who would listen? Because actually, people are like, this is trash. Let me go listen to it real quick. Which is what I love about the human race. We hate things, but we hate them so much. We just have to see the downfall in real time. So we put all eyes on it. And that is amazing. But nobody, y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready for that. So I ain't gonna bring it to you. But yes, as I was saying, anything dealing with like my real life, I want to keep to, like, when I'm out of experiencing those things. And when I'm at a point, because I'm still in high school, I'm still going through it. So I don't think I can exactly reflect on my experience in high school yet. So, yeah. But it'll probably be, like, the second week of June. And I'm like, all right, guys. I'm ready to talk about my whole high school experience. I've reflected for about 4 weeks, and I think that was enough to finally understand who I was at that point in time. And I need money, so I need to put up more content. So there we go. I have no idea who's going to be listening to this the full way through. I'm 26 minutes in, and that is so scary to think about. And this audio is probably so shot. I'm not even going to lie to you. It's probably so shot. I think I've peaked so many times. Hopefully throughout the course of this, I'll get better at speaking. And I'll get more comfortable with the mic, so I can give y'all the full, you know, late night chilling experience. And not the irate, hyperactive, 4-year-old that I'm giving you right now. Okay, so hopefully in the distant future, that's not what I'll be serving. So I would just like to thank you all so much if you stuck around to listen to the whole 27 minute episode that is longer than most phone conversations I've ever had. And I just hope you'll listen to the next episode. If you really want to, I'm not forcing anybody to listen to this podcast. You know, do it at your own will, your own discretion. If I cause any personal damages to your ear holes and your self-esteem, I am not liable. You clicked this podcast, and don't sue me, because I have no money at all. But thank you guys so much. And you can find this podcast, like I said, you can find on Instagram at InTheStyleOf_podcast and on Twitter at InTheStyleOf_podcast. I hope to see you in the next episode. You can find this podcast on any of your, streaming platforms that you please. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty sure Google has an outlet for this. SoundCloud, as I said. Look out for me. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Or night. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.